Now that is 73.
Well, where does the water go first in the when you have a wet spring or something like that?
Well,
it goes up in the water.
It goes into the low places. And that, now this little bow behind the house here drains land from way up above here.
It does?
Uh-huh.
It's kind of small.
Well, it is. It's deeper. It gets deeper down here. It really needs opening up here.
Yes, ma'am.
But these people up next to us here almost farm down in the bar because we use it for pasture. And it goes on down into Steele's Bar, which is a big bar. Those bridges you cross between here and Roanoke branches of Steele's Bar. And that goes on, flows in, they flow into the Yazoo River. And that's our drainage from here, you see.
The Yazoo?
The those bows, you see, take on, maybe. But
oh, you mean the water goes that way?
Yeah, mm-hmm, that's right.
That's kind of strange, the river right over there, isn't it?
Well, you see, this land here, out next to the levee, is howling out here.
It is?
In fact, this land right here, this schoolhouse over there?
Yes, ma'am.
This land is about 8 inches high than that over there. Would you believe?
Well, sure, yeah, I can understand that. 8 inches isn't that much.
No, but it's there was another schoolhouse over there in 27-foot, big frame building.
Yeah.
And this land here, the house, it went in that place over that, it was about the same height off the ground that this house is over here. And it was in there several hours before it got over here in this house.
This land is all flat land here.
Oh, yes.
You don't have any?
Don't have any hills at all. The only thing you see is these Indian mounds that were here. I don't know when they were put here back in. No telling when. I don't know how long they've been here.
Do you always have problems in the spring, or did you used to always have problems with the water?
Yeah, that's been the time we've had it, was in the spring.
A low place, maybe. That you'd have to plow late in the spring would be called what kind of land? That'd be
well, low marshy land is what it is. You can't work it when the water's there. You just got to wait. They have to wait until it dries out, and then however they plant every little nook and corner now. So they wait till it dries and put soybeans like in their mulch.
Yes, but land that you couldn't plant because it's too low. You just have to let it stay in.
You have to lay out until it dries out. You can't. And you know when the water stays on the land that long, it kind of makes it so hard you can't do too much with it.
Yes, ma'am.
Hmm. And sometimes with fall crops in, but they try to get it all plowed as early as they can so the water does come up.
Yeah. What kind of different soil do you have here in the county?
Well, we have real sand, we have sandy loam, we have plain old buckshot.
Yeah, that's that real.
That old gummy stuff. Now, we have it right here. It's right strange. You find a real sandy place and you dig down out there. Now, I had some boys out in the garden working, digging some holes to put some posts of butter beans that fallen over. And they dug down, it was kind of loamy on top, dug right down, it was real sandy down, about 3 feet.
I guess the water's done that, hasn't it?
I guess so. It's just a different, and we have some whole plantations. Now my nephew has a place up in Grace that he bought, and nearly all of it's sand, sandy loam land.
Uh-huh.
And it's wonderful cotton land, too.
Suppose there was some land that had water standing in it most of the time. That'd be a what? It'd
be a pond.
Well, what if it had trees all in it? Would you ever see what a slough was?
Yes, that's right. We've had, there've been sloughs between you and Mosville that have been filled in.
They have?
Yes, indeed. They're farming them right now. They filled them up.
Has this land changed since you were